The Kentucky Derby begins with the world holding its breath. We watch young thoroughbreds being led into the starting gate one by one. Then the final horse enters, stands still, and...
they're off in the Kentucky Derby!
That moment occurs again this afternoon at post time for the 138th Kentucky Derby. Because there are 20 entries in the field, it's a special challenge for the start crew at Churchill Downs. Now, how do you get every horse safely out of the gate when the bell rings? And NPR's Noah Adams went to the races in Louisville this week to see.
The start crew has lots of work during a spring meet at Churchill Downs. There are 13 races on today's program. The Derby itself is race number 11. It is a 12-man start crew.
I'm Caleb Hayes. I'm 24 from Piner, Kentucky.
Caleb Hayes loves the job, couldn't work 9 to 5, has 6 years on the crew, likes being on the gate side by side with the older guys.
They were working on this gate before I was even born. They have pictures from 85 of them on the gates. I wasn't born until 88. Oh, the stuff that they've seen is unbelievable.
It's a dangerous job.
This is Scott Jordan. He's the starter at Churchill Downs. He directs the crew. He likes experience, agility, alertness. When it's time for a race, the horses are led into the gate. The rear doors are shut, and the crew guy, he stays right there in the stall with the horse and the jockey.
You're in that starting gate, and all there is steel wrapped all around you everywhere. You know, you got a 1,200-pound horse in there. You know, trying to keep him calm before that race starts, things happen.
Out on the track at the gate, Jim Douglas shows me the steel corners that often are padded for the horses.
Someone will kind of lay over and they'll hit this area here, this little corner, and they'll get doing what we call goosing. They get the, you know, like it feels like something's just sitting there biting and biting and biting them, and then they get the jumping in. So you give them some pads where it keeps their hips more square and they actually stand up better.
Stacy Luce says you can't make the horses do anything. It's persuasion that might work.
Talk them out of whatever they want to do that's wrong. You know, you pat on them, rub on them, just get their attention. You know, that's why we're there to save the rider first. The rider, the horse, and us. That's the order we live in.
Some horses use blankets in the gate. They go on with Velcro fasteners in front and fly off at the start. The blanket is to quiet the horse, help it feel more secure. And Caleb Hayes has even seen, maybe twice, horses that get in the starting gate and decide not to run.
They learn the trick. They don't have to run. So they'll just stand there. They don't have to.
In a race?
Yeah. You know, some horses, they're smart. You know, if they learn that they don't have to break, they don't have to go, they just teach yourself that. You might as well just make a pony out of them, do something, jumping horse, anything, because he ain't going to run no more.
When they hear the call to post, the start crew heads out along the track to the gate. Some of them spend time between the races playing cards in a small building on the backside. The crew members wear khaki jeans, white polo shirts, and green protective vests. All 12 have duties for every race, no matter how many entries. Scott Jordan calls out the assignments.
Steve, the one. Jimbo, the two. Jody, the three. Caleb, the six. Pinky, the four. Brett, the seven.
The starter goes to his spot in the infield, just by the rail. He stands on a high metal platform a few yards ahead of the gate. He waits for the horses to settle, listens for his crew.
No noise is good news, because the guys, they'll tell me if something's wrong. They'll holler, no, no, or hold up a minute, boss, my rider's not tied on, or you have to have good communication with your guys.
Scott Jordan has an electric button in his right hand. When the horses seem right and he's happy, it's time to race. For the Kentucky Derby, Scott Jordan brings in 14 more crew. It's a 20-horse field. An extra section of starting gate will be in place. Jordan can't see all the horses at once.
Everybody says I'm a little quick, but the longer you leave them standing there, the more something could happen. If everything's good, I'm going as quick as I can. the outside guy who is Stacy Luce, he looks over the horses. He's my eyes back there. He looks over all the horses before he comes in with that outside horse. So they're usually all good, or he wouldn't come in. So I know I've got a good chance of getting a start as soon as he comes in and gets his horse saddled.
And that's the moment for a deep breath for about 170,000 fans at Churchill Downs and millions listening and watching around the world, all waiting for Scott Jordan to push the button that opens the gate, rings the bells, and starts the Kentucky Derby. Noah Adams, NPR News.